Item number three, please.
Item number three from the Milwaukee County Cultural Artistic and Musical Programming Advisory Council submitting recommendations for 2013 funding allocations. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Clark, welcome. If you both introduce yourselves, we have a listening audience out there.
Thank you.
And viewing, come to think of it.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not directly on camera. I'm Richard Clark. I'm the CAMPAC administrator. I've been serving the CAMPAC council for about, this is my third year. And I'm here with one of the council members.
Hi, I'm Pam Garvey. I've been serving on CAMPAC for approximately 15 years. I've been a resident of Milwaukee County for more than 20.
Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Clark, would you like to proceed?
Yes. So we have the Milwaukee County Fund for the Arts allocation recommendations that have been submitted as part of your packets today, I believe. The available funds for allocation are $321,000 as approved in the earlier budgeting process. We had 37 applicants, 35 are returning. All but two of those 37 were recommended for funding. Basically, this is the full matching grants. In addition, there is a community cultural events section to this, and then a budget that's approved for my services to administer the process. I guess, would you like any other details amongst that?
Whatever you would like to offer, if you feel it would be helpful to the committee's understanding.
Okay. Yeah, the community cultural events basically is there's four applications that are up for funding, all of which are from organizations that have received CCE funding previously. Those four organizations that were recommended were the African American Children's Theater, Latino Arts, Milwaukee Public Theater, and Walker's Point Center for the Arts. That section of this fund totals $22,000, which all of these budgeted figures align through an allocations algorithm that was developed by the county approximately 10 years ago, I believe, that has a sliding curve. So the largest organizations receive as little as 0.4% of their annual revenue from the county, and the smallest organizations receive as much as 4% of their budgets, thus distributing in a very fair manner.
Questions by committee members? Ms. Garvey, are there comments you'd like to make? Or
no, I can not per se, other than I would like to thank you for your past support of CAMPAC, and on behalf of the arts groups to tell you how vitally important these funds are, because they provide meaningful operating support. They aren't restricted, so they allow our arts groups to turn on the lights and pay the bills.
One note I would like to add to that is that having worked for many of these organizations in the past and having met with many of them through different events of CAMPAC, many of these organizations use these county funds as matching funds to leverage independent, private, and public support. They launch donor campaigns, and they receive funding from private corporations to match these funds. So this general operating support funding that comes in is sometimes leveraged against 3 and 4 times its own value.
That's an important notion for committee members to understand. That item is informational. We move on to the meat of it in number four. If we could have number four, please.